Exercise 3, page 83.
What are some advantages of living in a remote area?
Living in a remote area has advantages. Firstly, the air is cleaner and there is less pollution. That is due to the fact that there are no industries contaminating the atmosphere and no traffic as well. Another advantage is living close to nature. You are free to admire the breathtaking landscapes, such as huge meadows, peaceful hills or forests. You can go walking or hiking in the forest and pick mushrooms. Moreover, the crime rate is substantially lower. Burglaries are rare because the areas are so sparsely populated.
What are some of the disadvantages to living in the countryside?
Well, I believe weather can be a huge drawback when it comes to living in the countryside. In some parts of the country, the winters bring blizzards, and you may find that you may be snowed in. Also, spring brings torrential rains and flooding. Though some countries are paved, many are still dirt or gravel. Another drawback is the lack of entertainment options. When you live in the country, there aren't many interesting things to do during your free time. Also, the unemployment rate is much higher in the countryside compared to the cities, and wages are lower. It is more difficult for people to find well-paid jobs in the countryside.
How is climate change impacting weather-related events?
In my opinion, global climate change has already had observable effects on the environment. I believe global warming is causing intense heat waves, heavy downpours and flooding. What's more, glaciers have shrunk, polar ice caps are melting, and animals are losing their natural habitats. I believe this intensification of weather and climate extremes will be the most visible impact of global warming in our everyday lives.
How can extreme weather conditions affect a country's economy?
There is no doubt that extreme weather can have profound effects on national economies. For instance, severe storms prevent many workers from being able to go to their jobs and can result in a significant loss of productivity and revenues for the duration. Consumer activity is usually impacted by extreme weather events. Not many people are browsing and shopping during storms or snowfall. Thus, there are often massive losses in retail sales. Finally, towns and cities have to deal with the costly damages arising from extreme weather conditions. Snow removal and repair areas can cost a lot of money, so communities have to prepare a budget for weather-related disasters.